You know, great art doesn't come easy, and if you don't know, just ask Juliet Bianco. She is assistant director of the Hood Museum at Dartmouth College in New Hampshire. She was told recently to collect raw materials for the school's latest art project, and that is human hair. That's the material. New Hampshire Public Radio's Dan Gornstein has the story.
Curls, locks, dreads, ponytails, fros, bangs, and braids. Juliet Bianco had to collect all of them. She had to do that for Chinese artist Wenda Gu. Gu knits and weaves his colossal, monument-sized hair screens and banners out of human hair. Bianco's job was to find the donors and start collecting. The assignment was a little uncomfortable for her.
I tend to be a neatnik. I tend to be very cleanliness-focused. I like order and just a clean person. So the fact that I would be collecting hair is very strange.
Bianco spent a few months making weekly trips to the region's many hair shops, Split Ends, The Hair Affair, The Hair Shed.
One salon collected all their hair in a box, but I had to put it then in a bag. When I dumped it out and then looked in the bag, the hair had stayed in the shape of the box. That was a little bit creepy. Something about a box-shaped clump of hair with edges and corners.
Did you have to break it up with your hands?
No, I didn't, actually. It grossed me out just a tiny bit. I just mushed it in the bag.
How did you do that? You, like, grabbed a bag over it, like, almost like the way you pick
well,
up dog
yes.
poop?
I folded it over and just went like that without looking, and it was fine. I have to say now, when I find a little piece of hair on my desk, I wonder if it's mine.
Once she got past her queasiness, she found herself staring into one of her 45-gallon bags of hair, and it all began to make sense.
I saw the colors swirling around each other. I saw the art, the beauty, the softness, and I was one step closer to imagining the final project.
By autumn, Bianco estimates she had hair from more than 14,000 haircuts. $2,500 later, the 430 pounds of hair was on a ship headed for Gu's studio in Shanghai. The Chinese artist had been creating sculptures out of human hair since 1993. He sees his hair pieces, which he calls the United Nations series, as a symbol of unity. Gu hopes people understand how the hair of different genders, ethnicities, and religions are all bound together.
When the audience walk into my artwork, they feel the actual people in the project instead of a piece of metal or a piece of stone or canvas.
It's that vision that inspired New Englander Sarah Mittege to donate a lock of her own hair.
To me, it's very exciting because I'm a person who hasn't really traveled much. I've pretty much never been off the East Coast my entire life. So to be able to be joined with someone, even if I don't know who it is and where they come from, but someone way across the world that I might never even meet, it's amazing to me that that can be accomplished, that a piece of me will be with someone else that is on the other side of the world.
Since Dartmouth's Juliet Bianco shipped the hair to China, the artist Gu has come to the college and showed her pictures of the work in progress. Bianco says Gu plans to use the New Hampshire hair for 13 by 80-foot panels. He will embroider words onto those panels with Chinese and Indian hair he has colored neon green. He will then attach a single hair braid that, uncoiled, stretches several miles and is dyed 11 colors. Speaking to me by phone a few days after Gu's visit, Bianco talked about the braid.
Pink, green, purple, orange. They're luscious colors. It's mind-boggling when you see these colors. And the braids are being made now. He says they're doing about 20 meters a day. He sent photographs of them. They're fabulous.
The exhibit will be unveiled this coming June. For NPR News, I'm Dan Gornstein.